007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon, Garrett. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You're starting with some Irish film news for us.
Yes. When filming of Love Hate 4 ends next month, two of its biggest stars, Peter Coonan and Killian Scott, are going to reunite on the big screen for a movie called Get Up and Go.
Excellent.
They're recognisable faces now. I mean, Coonan, best known, I suppose, as Fran in Love Hate, also stars in Mark O'Connor's King of the Travellers, in which he plays Mickey the Bags Morehouse, and will appear as Barney Doyle as well in BBC sees Quirk this autumn alongside Gabriel Byrne.
A good year for him, isn't it?
It has been. And Killian Scott, of course, was seen in the likes of Good Vibrations, and he's going to be in Black Ice as well, which was shown at the Dublin International Film Festival. So he's been in a lot of movies. He's going to be in Calvary as well. That's John Michael McDonagh. So two busy guys, but two of the stars
good
from Love Hate, really. And good to see plenty of Irish material been shot as well. Just to mention another project that I noticed, that is the new film from Terry McMahon. If you remember, he had directed Charlie Casanova.
That's right,
It was controversial, to say the least. It was, you know, was a really good independent film. It broke the mould, really, in some respects, for how much it cost and what it did. Well, he has announced that Emma J. Scanlon has going to be on his new film, which I think is called Paddy's Day. So we look out for that. They're going to be filming it shortly. And they were a good combination for Charlie Casanova. No doubt they will be the same again on this one.
Very good. Now, Lawrence of Arabia, fantastic movie. Why would you touch it, Garrett?
I suppose it's searching for material, isn't it? 1962, of course, David Lean made that fantastic film that I suppose everybody has to see. Now, would you like to think that Roland Emmerich, this is the man behind Independence Day, is going after the material?
It's like a follow-up.
No, well, they're going to do a mini-series, a TV mini-series, a six-hour mini-series, of course, based on the story of T. Lawrence. So I suppose over a course of a mini-series, you can do quite a lot of things. You can tell quite a lot of stories.
Okay, that's not as bad as I thought. If it's a mini-series, they're not actually remaking it. I'm not as upset.
And generally what happens is the big named directors tend to be executive producers on these projects a lot of the time, tend to take, you know, a back seat. But we'll wait and see.
It is a great story too.
Yes, you know, exactly.
Really,
and you know, we've seen a lot of successful miniseries, and this could be one of them, and it might not touch the movie.
Let's now, hope. You've plenty of casting news for us, starting with Michael Fassbender.
He is attached to starring a new adaptation of That Scottish Play. Can we say it, Macbeth? Yes, we can. It's exciting because Natalie Portman looks to be cast as well as Lady Macbeth. They're going to do it in its original language. Fassbender playing the ruthlessly ambitious Scottish lord. It's said to be very visceral and will contain significant battle scenes. This is going on sale at the Cannes Film Festival.
Wow.
In other words, to get buyers involved, finance the project, and then off they go. Snowtown.
Two very good names
absolutely
on board there.
So
they'll do okay.
I think they'll do all right. The checkbooks will be out.
Mm.
Snowtown helmer Justin Kurzel is attached to direct the project, which is planning to shoot later this year.
That sounds very interesting. Now, Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner is joining forces with The Upside of Anger writer-director Mike Binder. They're going to join forces for a film called Black and White. Costner is going to play a widower who loses his daughter during the birth of his biracial granddaughter. And raising the child, he becomes locked into a custody battle with the child's parental grandmother, and a race sort of begins. That the issue of race actually starts to raise up during it. So, you know, Costner probably in need of a lead role. I know he's coming up in the Superman movie and stuff, but you know, he tends to do a good film every now and again. And every now and again.
I know.
They're going to film that one in New Orleans, but it sounds like an interesting film.
All right. Meanwhile, Sam Worthington.
Sam Worthington has found his next film. He's going to star in a movie called The Keeping Room. It's set in the dying days of the Civil War. Hailee Steinfeld is actually on board as well. It's about three Southern women forced to defend their home from a band of Civil War soldiers who have broken off from the fast approaching Union Army. And Worthington is going to play one of the soldiers. Daniel Barber, who made Harry Brown, is going to direct the project from a script by Julia Hart. Shooting for that one begins next month in June.
Now we're back in Ireland because, of course, Jessica Chastain has been filming here alongside Colin Farrell.
Yeah, that movie is called Miss Julia. Over the course of A Midsummer Night in Fermanagh in 1890, an unsettled daughter of the Anglo-Irish aristocrat encourages her father's valet to seduce her. Now, according to The Hollywood Reporter, Chastain is set to star as well in another movie, not in Ireland, unfortunately, but the movie's called The Zookeeper's Wife. It's based on a 2007 novel. The film has found its director as well, Nikki Caro. Now, The Zookeeper's Wife tells the story of a Polish couple during World War II. They end up sort of setting up a house to take in evacuee Jews, sheltering them inside this zoo. Sounds like an interesting
project.
Yeah, and Jessica Chastain's going to be playing the lead role. I mean, she's just gone from strength to strength.
She's great. If her name is attached, she'll sort of be going along, won't she?
Yeah, and her and Colin Farrell, that's going to be a good movie. It's filming at the moment.
Love the sound of that. Love the sound of Cinderella too.
Cinderella. The Downton Abbey actors are sort of all starting to pop up now
in
movies. I suppose the biggest fear for the producers of it, can they keep them in the series? Because they're all running off to be in films. And the latest is Lily James, perhaps better known as Lady Rose in Downton. She is going to play the lead role in Disney's version of Cinderella.
Ah, okay.
Cate Blanchett is already attached to play the evil stepmother in the movie as well. Now, this project we've been discussing a bit because Emma Watson we thought was on
board.
We like
the sound of Emma on it,
Kenneth Branagh is directing it.
Okay.
So that's a good combination right there. But yeah, Downton fans, I mean, they're not starting to shoot this one until 2014.
Downton will keep going in the meantime.
Well, I suppose that's what people are hoping.
Keep us all happy. We're back for some more home news at the Fingal Film Festival.
Yes, it's running from May 8th to the 10th. It takes place at the Odeon Cinema in Blanchardstown. There's a big selection of short films, documentaries, animated movies. The festival opener is a film called A Hijacking. It's a new feature film from the director of the highly acclaimed The Hunt. They've also got a lot of workshops as well. Brown Bagger giving a workshop. Stephen Lord of EastEnders and Shameless fame will be directing providing an acting masterclass as well. And there's ones in producing, directing and cinematography.
Very good.
You can check it all out. FingalFilmFest.com for their full lineup, and they're selling tickets there as well.
Very good. Okay, now trailer watch in terms of a trailer to watch online. Interesting choice this week, Gert.
I picked this one because there is a lot of trailers coming out now from the film studio known as Amazon. And this is the thing. We have Amazon now creating original content. Netflix, of course, are doing it as well.
Yeah.
Their big success was House of Cards. They had a premiere the other night of Arrested Development, which they brought back, and they are producing alone. So we're seeing this trend of new players in the market making original content. This is one. You can check it out. Onion News Network is the name of it.
Okay.
It's about the journalists at Onion News Network who'll do anything to stay at the top of their game. And if they can't find a great story, well, then they'll create one. Jeffrey Tambor stars in that one. So check it out.
Onion News Network.
To see this shift in... You know, it's not Paramount or Warner Brothers.
Yeah, it's all opening up, isn't
Amazon.
It? All right, movies in our cinemas this weekend. You've quite a mixture for us. 21 and Over is first up.
If you want an out-and-out comedy, The Night Before His Big Medical School Interview, a promising student celebrates his 21st birthday with his two best friends. If you can't wait for The Hangover 3 to come along, you know, this one will be in cinemas and you know what to expect from that type of movie. All Stars then, this comedy as well, about two kids who look to throw an ambitious dance show in order to save their struggling youth centre.
It's a sort of let's put on a show Judy Garland for the 21st century, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. You've got documentaries as well. Chimpanzee, it's about a 3-month-old chimpanzee is separated from his troop and then is adopted by a fully grown male. I suppose one of the biggest movies this week is Colin Farrell, starring in Dead Man Down. Naomi Rapace stars in this one as well. It's set in New York City. A crime lord's right-hand man is seduced by a woman seeking retribution. I'm so excited.
Pedro Almodovar's film. I missed the preview of this. I'm a huge fan of his. I'm going to go and see it tomorrow night.
And he was on Graham Norton as well, which is an interesting
couch. Yeah, it was a very interesting couch. You said it. It was hilarious. But I love that he's given us a comedy this time around.
Yeah, it's very camp and it's good fun. And when it appears as though the end is in sight, the pilots, flight crew and passengers of a plane heading to Mexico City look to forget the anguish of the moment and face the greatest danger which we carry within ourselves.
All set on a plane, though. Interesting premise.
All set on a plane, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
And then just to mention one more, another documentary, The Gatekeepers. It's about an Israeli secret agency whose activities and membership are closely held state secrets. So it's a mixed collection.
Two big stars in your TV movie choice?
Yeah, and it's a movie, I suppose, that when you kind of look at it, you go, oh, yeah, this has happened a lot in politics. And we see the behind the scenes, I suppose. Before elections, a spin doctor and a Hollywood producer join efforts to fabricate a war in order to cover up a presidential sex scandal. The two big stars, Robert De Niro and Dustin Hoffman, star in Wag the Dog. You'll find it on RT2 Monday night at 11:35.
Lovely. Garrett, thanks a million.
Thanking you.